Your husband has passed away.
24, nearly 25 years ago.
And so that would make you a...
widow.
What do you call somebody who doesn't know who his father is?
Oh. Who doesn't know who his father is?
Or either of his parents. I mean,
he doesn't know who they are. You don't mean an orphan.
There you
go. Oh.
Sorry. I know that when my parents got married, they went out of town to get married. But if they had stayed in town, a lot of the people in our community would have come around on their wedding night and made a big noise. Do you know
a shivery?
Yes.
I know I had it.
You had a shivery?
Yes.
What was that like? Tell me about
it. Oh, it was cute. My brother-in-law, it was a good friend of mine too, and you know how it would be, but he and my brother were at our apartment when all the children came and they banged on the doors and pounded cans and kettles. And my husband says, well, what do? He don't even have the ring curl. And I said, well, you'll have to take all of them or at the store and buy them a candy bar and give them money. So he didn't go alone. My brother and his brother went with him. They all took all the children in town.
Oh.
I remember when they tie cans on your car, you know. And one couple got married in Stanville, and I'll never forget. They took, that wasn't a shivery, though. That was kind of mean. They put him in a box, a car, and it made her think it was turned loose. However, there was a man controlling the brake that they couldn't see, and turned it loose down the canyon a little ways, and she was screaming. And
oh, my goodness.
Oh, the shiveries. I used to like them when I was small. Gee, I was tickled to see someone get married, go get a candy bar or something.
That's too bad that they don't do that anymore. I think
I
that
know.
Sounds like so
you
much
know, it was special in a way.
Mm-hmm.
They change things a lot. I was thinking about Valentine anymore. The children don't go around like we used to. Everything's done at school.
Mm-hmm.
I guess times have gotten to where they don't dare let them go, but...
It's too bad.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the thing that... It's an instrument that you play and you blow into it?
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yes, if I can think of it. Is it a mouth harp? Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm, that's cool. And when you put on a record player or you listen to a cassette, you're usually listening to country, western, big band. These are all types of what?
Of music.
Yes, thank you. Children play on a little thing. One person sits on this end and it goes up and down.
Teeter-totter.
Yes. And at Thanksgiving time, you take out something out of the turkey and one person holds one end and you hold the other one and...
Wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
They are easier answers.
This, I hope, is easier now. And when you're breaking the wishbone, which part wins? The one with the bigger part or the one with the smaller?
The bigger.
Okay. That's what I've always said. My teacher said, no, the person with the smaller part wins.
Oh, really?
And I said, no, that must be just...